What do you call a small fence area next to the barn? Where you put the cows before you milk them?
Cow lot.
Okay.
Cow pen, either way you want to call it.
Okay. And what do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones? You may not have it down here. Yeah, I think that's a North Georgia question.
Must be. So we don't have no rocks. See, this is not even, it's not too much hilly place here. You know, we don't have no rocks and we don't have many hills here.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what do you call a wooden container about this big?
A wooden bucket?
Okay.
I've used too many of them. I ought to know what. You can't hardly find them now, but that's what we used to have to go to the well to get water in.
If it was made out of metal, would you call it something else?
A tin bucket.
Okay.
And if it's made out of wood, you call it a wooden bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy thick iron thing that you use on the stove to fry things in?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have a spider, a heavy spider.
Does the spider have legs?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a really old?
Old timey stuff. That's antique stuff, nothing.
Yeah. Could you use it on the stove, or did you have to use that in the fireplace?
You have to use it in the fireplace. Because the heat wouldn't sit down on the stove. Now, they have some that you can sit on the stove. But these is on the leg. You couldn't have, unless what you had. You could use it on the stove, too, by taking the cap up. See, you just use wooden stove.
Uh-huh.
You take a cap up and set your pan down in it, because now somebody up your pot. People don't do that no more, you know, but what did they do? They used to do it.
Okay, what do you call the thing in the kitchen where you turn on the water?
Spigot.
Okay, and if you have the same thing on a barrel, do you call it something else, or do you call it the same thing?
You have it on what?
On a barrel. A keg. Big round. Well,
what would you call it, a faucet?
Okay. You call it, what do you call it if it's out in the yard?
A spigot.
Okay. And when you buy some food at the store, what do they put it into so you can carry it home?
Bag, paper bag.
Okay. And you have a name for a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that used to carry, say, 100 pounds of potatoes or chicken feed, that sort of thing?
Croaker bag.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow?
A harp.
And how about another musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and you pick on it like that?
I don't know what that is. I know it's done that, but I can't call the name of that. But I can remember a harp where my brother used to. What about a saxophone? That's not small. I mean, that goes to your mouth with them.
Uh-huh.
But it's not too small. It's got like that. No.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a little tiny one with a piece of wire.
Oh. What kind of harp that they call them on?
It's coming to you.
Mm-hmm. So I can't think of what. I know what I'm trying to say, but as I said, it's been so long since anybody asked me such questions that, so I can't even remember.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the answer
to that? Like I said, a Jew's harp is not a Jew's harp.
I shouldn't have said
it. I know it was something, but I couldn't think of what it was.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is a long board and it's balanced in the middle and a child sits here and here and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And suppose instead of going up and down they go round and round?
I don't know what it is. I can't think right this minute. Well, you found something you go around and call merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
And then you get on one end, the other, get on the other, and go around and somebody push it. That was called a merry-go-round a long time ago. I don't know what they call it now.
I think a lot of people still do. Have you ever heard it called something like a flying Jenny or flying Dutchman?
Yeah, right.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat piece of stone that you sharpen a knife on? Just hold it in your hand.
Flat stone?
Okay.